Did you know the simultaneous possession rule?
Hmm?
Did you know the rule? The simultaneous
I can't remember. I don't remember if it was in the Green Bay game when it happened to us or something like that. I mean, I knew about it, but I mean, at the same time, I came down with the ball on my, it's, lately see it's on my stomach, on my chest, however you want to call it. Once I rolled over, he's trying to fight back into position for us. I'm like, once that happened, I'm like, he had no possession of the ball no more. So it's crazy.
Yeah. You thought it was an interception?
It was an interception.
What about, I mean, once it was ruled a touchdown, did you think that was going to get still get overturned, or did you kind of
had to? It had to, because it was like he just had, and once you saw it, you could see blatant see it on my chest, and once the referee could see it, it's just like he has possession of the ball, and I turned over, and he's trying to fight back into my arms to get it. I'm like, that's my ball. So
what did the ref say to you?
He was he said when I asked him, he's like, I said what you saw. He's like, Both of y'all was in bounds when we came down with the ball, so it was no incompletion. But I guess he didn't watch when I had the ball. He said once you rolled over, and he was still fighting for the ball. That's when that rule came apart.
Yeah.
How you know, you guys won a game last week and, you know, had some expectations. How difficult is this now to go into a bye at 1-6?
I mean, it's difficult, but I mean, it gives us time to get away from the ball, heal up, get some guys back, and come back a little, try to come back stronger.
I mean, obviously, your offense is shorthand. You're missing basically your top three receivers. You're on the field a lot as, you know, the consequence, and you have to really, you know, they're not going to score 30, 40 points, you know. What does that do for you guys as a unit? How hard is that for you at this point?
It's a little difficult, but, I mean, we harp on it. I mean, we know we have to, this defense have to win games, and we try to, and we work each and every week to do that because we know the outcome and we know the situation that we are in. So it's hard, but, I mean, we live up to it.
Do you feel an added pressure to that?
Say that again.
Do you feel an added pressure with that kind of
pressure
going into the game?
Yeah. We look at it as a boost because we know we want the game on our shoulders, and we try to fight each and every week for it. So it's definitely a boost.
Is that a realistic mentality, though, to have for, like, the long term, that you know that your defense has to basically win you the games?
Yeah, it's definitely long term, and this is our mindset. We have to do that.
And because of the offensive shortcomings or whatever, when they went ahead 10-7 there, did that feel like it was going to be almost unable to climb back?
Nah, we knew the offense could, we knew they could move the ball. We knew they was going to figure some kind of way to get down, and they did it twice. And one, we missed a field goal, another one I think was a fumble, correct? I can't remember, but and stuff like that. I mean, they got downfield, so we know we can move the ball. We just have to continue doing what we do on defense when they're doing so, because they give heart to everybody when we see them move the ball, even though we're down. Some of our best guys.
You set up the touchdown, you know, with your return. Mm-hmm. Did you think that was? I mean, it was a spark. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that and, you know, frustration that didn't carry you guys all the way through?
It's going to be game-changing moments all throughout the game. It's not going to always give us the boost and the game-changing moments. But we knew it was going to die down eventually. But at the same time, I mean, we kept trying to make plays. And definitely I'm glad we got some points on the board and got to put them in position to put points on the board. And we just got to continue doing that. If we could continue getting turnovers and making plays like that, we'd be all right.